by the way, 7:18, you will have a chance to be a part of our very special up close and personal interview and performance with Rob Thomas on Thursday the 30th. All right, chance to win at 7:18. Let's do the fix.
It's the hottest stories of the day. The Fix on the Ace and TJ Show.
Oh, college lab tech is pantsless with some monkeys. We'll get to that coming up, but first our lead story.
Only the hot hits and the Fix.
According to a new survey, parents overwhelmingly say boys are easier to raise than girls by a 3-to-1 margin. 44% of parents surveyed said boys are easier to raise. Only 16% said girls. 16% said both genders are really hard to raise. 12% of people who apparently have different lives than the rest of us say that both are easy to raise.
Yeah. I think ours are pretty easy. But I think we have three kids, one of each. And they're pretty easy to raise, all three of them.
But I think it's pretty much common knowledge if you talk to a lot of parents that boys typically are easier to raise because there are less emotions involved.
Oh, but aren't they? Boys are wilder, right? Boys are just wide open.
You got to worry about them, you know, getting in fights and getting beat up and that sort of thing.
But you don't have the constant emotional mood swings as they get older and all that ridiculousness that goes on.
Which that doesn't bother me because I've been dealing with that my whole life. You know, with my daughter, it's just another woman in my life that I know everything there is to know about.
Yeah.
Why should you be microwaving your armpits? Now, the FDA has approved this. If you are tired of ruining shirts with sweat stains, there's a new procedure called MiraDry, MiraDry. It blasts your armpits with a dose of microwave radiation, supposedly killing up to 30,000 sweat glands, and it reduces sweating by 82%.
Armpits the only place you can use it?
I don't.
Because you know Monica has that swamp butt problem all the time. Yeah. She's out in the heat
and armpit problems. I'm wondering if you can both at once.
I'd say you just save the money and just go carry a microwave under each arm.
All right, but here's the
extension cord.
It lasts about a year and it costs $33,000. Oh, so it's $3,000 a year that it would cost you to have it done.
Oh, no way. I'd rather just be sweating.
Yeah. Well, you need to survey the people around you. They may want to take up a love offering for you to get that thing.
We'll make it work.
How does it work? I want to know how it works.
Riggins only uses antiperspirant deodorant once a week.
Mm-hmm. How?
He's got that fancy extra strength kind.
Yeah, you put it on at night and it like actually closes your pore and you can just shower regularly the next day, but it's like liquid. But you can like go run a marathon and you will not sweat. I can't imagine that it's healthy like blocking up your sweat glands like that. But literally, you will not sweat.
So you only apply it once a week?
Yeah, that's the antiperspirant. And then I'll do like deodorant every day.
Oh, okay. That was going to be my next question.
Yes, I don't stink. I mean, well, no, I don't think it would.
But if it's not sweating, it wouldn't stink.
Yeah, I can't imagine that it would.
Yeah. I'm going to have to try that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, does it come in like a roll-on or is it just like put it in your hand so it's hand to gland?
You can get like wipes and stuff, but
you can get it in wipes?
Yeah.
So then that means you can put it anywhere.
Yeah.
Wherever you sweat.
Oh, man.
But I wouldn't want it on my hands, though. If it's in a wipe, it would get on my hands. I can't stand that.
And you can't.
In a dispenser of some sort.
And you can't shave your armpit before you use it either. Because it'll burn you.
Okay. Shocking news out of Hollywood. The man who directed Top Gun, Tony Scott, committed suicide by jumping off a bridge early yesterday. He was 68 years old. It was about 12:30 in the afternoon. He climbed a 9-foot fence. According to a witness, said he climbed it, quote, without hesitation, end quote. Police found a suicide note in his truck, but there is no word what it said. Not exactly clear where he jumped from, but the bridge he jumped off of is about 185 feet above the water. His body was retrieved by a diving team. Now, his brother is the more well-known Ridley Scott, but listen to some of the movies this guy has been involved in. Obviously, Top Gun was the biggest. Beverly Hills Cop 2, Days of Thunder, True Romance, Crimson Tide, Enemy of the State, the recent Denzel Washington movie Unstoppable. There was also talk of him directing Tom Cruise in a Top Gun sequel.